Recording your podcast. It's time to grab a glass of water, warm up that voice, and get recording. In this section, we'll look at how to go about recording your podcast, including scripting and how to set up your recording space. To script or not to script? This is the question asked by every would-be podcaster and one of the most debated areas of podcasting prep. Should you write a full script? Fortunately, the answer is easy, if not very helpful. It depends on what you're comfortable with. I know a number of podcasters that hardly write anything down. They know their subject back to front, and they just go into the recording with a broad outline of what they'll talk about. They might have 4 or 5 bullet points, and they come across on the air smooth and friendly. The spontaneous and unplanned nature of this approach makes the podcast sound really personal and engaging. And if done well, it can sound great. Also, it takes very little prep. You can create a podcast very quickly using this method. The downside to this approach is that without a script, expert or not, you'll often stumble over your words, run out of things to say, or simply forget to cover everything you plan to. It'd be quite hard to do a 20-minute podcast with just very broad outline. Alternatively, I also know podcasters that would write everything down, word for word, even having it done for years. They'll have a full script and read it out slowly and surely, sounding very articulate and expert. Everything will be perfect, no points missed, and the podcast will go exactly as you plan. The downside of this is that it takes a long time to prepare. You're carrying out 2 tasks, writing an essay on your subject and then speaking it out. Adding to that, when you're reading a script, you can often sound pretty unspontaneous, flat, and even robotic. It can be less engaging than off-the-cuff speech and definitely less friendly. You can write a script with bullet points, but with a fair bit of detail. Don't write it down word for word, but have a prompt for each paragraph so you know where you're going. This way, you won't miss anything, but you'll hopefully avoid the monotone reading voice problem.